isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. First day, but you and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up your plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much.
With the Nat and Drew Show.
Move 103.5.
You want my courage, my sword and shield. Grace under pressure, my ball of steel. I was a storm, weighing us down. You were the angel I chained to the ground. I miss the way you undress. I miss your hair. Can't stop this bleeding, can't stop believing. I'm missing the sound of your heart beating. Baby, I'm in love with you. Oh, and I'm missing the sound of your heart beating. Baby, you're mine to lose. Oh, and I'm missing the sound of your heart beating.
You showed me heaven. You rang the matches. It hurt like hell. Asleep and wake, you're all I see. I can't escape you, can't set you free. I miss your full moon rising, catching a breath in silence.
Can't stop this bleeding. Can't stop you leaving. I'm missing the sound of your heartbeat.
And the sound of your heart beating.
The Nat Andrews Show's Throwback Throwdown.
Two throwbacks battling for your votes, each picked by a different member of the show. Which song do you want to hear this morning? Nat's the returning champion, picking first.
All right, so on this day in 2007, it was the final episode of The Sopranos. If you were watching The Sopranos the next day, that's all anybody was talking about was Sopranos and the ending and what happened and how it faded to black. And then this song started playing. Don't Stop Believing. Journey is my choice this morning.
If you want to hear Journey, Don't Stop Believing, text the word NAT to 103535. Wild. I don't know whether you've heard or remember, but it was on this day in 2007 that the final episode of The Sopranos aired in one of the last true water cooler moments surrounding television. And there was I'm going to go back a little further to one of the most iconic, famous.
Why are you copying me?
Famous episodes in the show's run. It was in season three. It was a scene at the Bada Bing Club. And, Tony was talking to, one of the dancers, Tracy, and she really wanted to show appreciation for some advice Tony gave her. So she gave him, date nut bread. And it really is one of the most iconic scenes in the history of the television show. And as she was handing him the date nut bread, this song was playing. I mean, true fans know the date nut bread scene.
Yeah.
From The Sopranos, which went off the air on this day in 2007.
Yeah, stop jumping on what I'm doing.
What do you mean?
You should be disqualified for trying to find a way to work in AC/DC.
No, not at all.
Because The Sopranos went off the air on this day in 2007.
Seen in the episode titled University in season three.
Is that true? I've never seen The Sopranos.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Iconic.
So what I'm saying
iconic.
Is iconic. Drew is like fudging with stuff
iconic
a little bit.
Iconic.
It's
seen
not,
in an iconic show.
It's an iconic show. That scene maybe happened. Nobody talked about it.
Google date nut bread The Sopranos. Your mind will be blown. So much talk about that.
Oh my God. Okay. Aaron, anyway. I feel like there's dirty tricks happening, but go ahead.
I know. And the thing is, you had me, Nat.
I know.
And then stupid AC/DC. No, stop saying that, because that, if you have a chance at winning.
AC/DC.
There you go. There you go. Because I'm sorry, like.
Forever linked, the band and the show. AC/DC and The Sopranos.
Stop it. I'm upset for Journey. This was their moment. This was their ending, and you're co-opting
it. If
you
want to support Journey, text the word NAT to 103535.
And that's all you need to know. No, you don't actually need to
If you want to hear the song that is so intrinsically connected to the show for now and forever, text the word Drew to 103535 for AC/DC and the winner after Kelly Clarkson.
I will not make the same mistakes that you did. I will not let myself cause my heart so much misery. I will not break the way you did. You fell so hard. I've learned the hard way to never let it get past.
This morning, Nat's the returning champion picking first.
So on this day in 2007, the most talked about television show of the time went off the air. It had its series finale, and it was so talked about because it really was Tony Soprano going up to a jukebox, picking this song, and then it fades to black. Spoiler alert. But he's dead.
Is he?
I haven't seen it.
I don't think that was actually definitive.
That was the, yes, he's dead.
It's, where are you getting that from?
They talked about it. He's dead.
Who talked about it?
People talked about it.
Okay, the people might be wrong.
No,
I'm not sure David Chase. I'm not sure David Chase, who's the creator of The Sopranos, has ever definitively said
because he was being coy. But the hitmen, the hitmen walk in. They're looking at Tony Soprano.
Yeah.
Tony Soprano goes, plays the song, and then it fades to black, implying that he can't. There's nothing else that's happening now because he's dead.
Okay. Okay.
Tony Soprano dead.
Okay. I didn't know whether you had interviewed the hitman or not to find out. My pick, I don't know whether you've heard, but today is the anniversary of the ending of The Sopranos. And there was this episode back in season three, a scene at the Bada Bing Club, where one of the dancers approached Tony and said, "Oh, gosh, thanks so much for that great advice that you gave me to show my appreciation. Here's some date nut bread." And as Tracy's handing over the date nut bread, this song is playing. Just an iconic moment in television history. AC/DC, you shook me all night long. Now, Aaron has been reading and tabulating all of your text votes as they've been rolling in here this morning.
Yeah, and it's been fun. Melissa says, "I always love your picks, Nat." So I'm going with you. But Ryan says, "Drew, you convinced me.
Yeah.
It took a long time and a long way around, but you got me there."
There we go.
Now, Tara says, "I am going to vote for Nat because I don't like these dirty tricks." And what? That was sort of one of the themes that kept coming up over and over.
What dirty tricks?
She said, "Nat, no matter what happens, don't you stop believing in yourself."
Sorry, and that's from?
Kara.
Kara, mm-hmm. Kara, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And I will try. I will always believe in myself. Thank you.
Yeah. And guess what? 58% of the people.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Thank you, everyone. This is a really important, special day for me. Thank you so much.
Wow. Can't believe we're not going to reward the band most thought of when you think about The Sopranos. Shocker.
Just a small town girl. Living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere.
Today's best variety.
Move 1035.
Our love can't go to waste. One look from you is all it takes. My lips on yours, no better taste. Let's not throw it away.
Fans are freaking out that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce might be secretly married.
What's trending?
All right, so Travis Kelce has an NFL pal. His name is Cole Kmet. He played for the Chicago Bears, and he was getting married this past Saturday. It looks like Taylor and Travis were not there. They were attending Travis's cousin's wedding in Tennessee. But this player, this Bears player, his event planner by the name of Ellie Natoli, Ellie has shared details about the wedding invitations and then like sort of the guest list and whatever. And there were some personalized touches at the ceremony, including a letter that was addressed to Taylor and Travis Kelce in elegant calligraphy with a table 13 assignment. So people are like, what? What? Taylor and Travis Kelce? So they're married for sure-sies.
No Swift after the name Taylor must mean they're married.
Yep, for sure. They did it. They got married and nobody knew about it. That's what
no,
the people
say. That's a tell. Like, nobody's going to not write Taylor Swift.
So, but here's the thing. I cannot imagine a world where Cole Kmet's wedding planner is the one who knows the big secret.
I'm not sure. I think it's something like that. Like I think they did it. And I think you can tell by those pictures from that wedding. Like they are just so in love and so happy.
That
so
I believe.
No, but there's
that
a different, it feels different. I don't know. I think that it's possible.
I think it's an aesthetic. There's people saying it's an aesthetic choice to write just like, it's not particularly uncommon to write. And maybe they were trying to downplay the Taylor Swift aspect. Maybe he's coming with a different Taylor.
Oh, that feels like all wrong etiquette-wise.
Apparently, it's an aesthetic. I don't know, but I highly doubt that they're married, and I highly doubt if they did get married that she'd be dropping Swift.
Oh, I bet she does in a minute.
No. Well, that's another bet we have about this relationship, Aaron. No,
but maybe if she does, it's like a whole new library of Taylor's versions. It's Taylor Kelce's version.
Nobody wants those
versions. More re-recordings. Apple's new operating system means a lot of new updates for your iPhone this fall, like polls within group chats. This actually could be kind of handy. Can't decide where to go for dinner with family or friends on Saturday? Create a poll in your group chat.
Yeah.
You'll also be able to see when someone in the group is typing a response, kind of like how we get in one-to-one chats where the little text bubbles pop up and you're just waiting to find out what the other person is texting. Well, now you'll get that in your group chat as well.
That is a lot of anxiety. Waiting for more than one person to respond, actually seeing them physically look at it, then you see the little dots, and then you see them go away, and you're like, what happened there? Why did they stop? Why didn't they respond? And then you put your phone down, and then you come back and you pick it up again and see if they've responded.
Aww.
Is it just me?
Yeah.
What's trending? Move 103.5.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah, I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah.
Show Move 103.5.
not surprised. Not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. I might have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. So much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They say all's fair in love and war, but I won't need to fight it. We'll get it, fight it. We'll be someday I know it'll all turn out, and I'll work to work it out. Promise you, kid, I'll give more than I get, than I get, than I get, than I get. Oh, you know it'll all turn out, and you'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, to give so much more. Just haven't met you yet. I just haven't met you yet. Oh, I promise you, kid, to give so much more than I get.
Bublé on Move 103.5, the home of the $1,000 Minute, and the At Work edition of the game is coming up next.
All right, caller 25 gets to play, 604-280-1035. Mm-hmm. We'll play next, right after BSB on Move.
Yeah, yeah. Me weak. my heart.
It's Nat and Drew's $1,000 Minute.
Brought to you by Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Darren is a working actor this morning and joining us for, well, no, he's not just a working actor this morning. He's a working actor like all the time, but he joins us this morning to play the $1,000 Minute. We understand you're reviewing some scripts this morning, Darren, reviewing scripts.
Oh, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We're good. So is it for the latest Marvel movie, Darren? What kind of scripts have you got there?
Oh, well, I could tell you, darling, but then I'd have to kill you.
Doesn't feel like it's that big of a secret.
Actually, if it was a Marvel movie, that's exactly what
is
might
it?
Have to happen.
Okay, all right.
I wish it was more important like that, but no, I'm getting all these daddy roles these days.
No!
So that kind of sounds fun. You don't want to be a daddy?
Yeah. Or do you?
Yeah. Actually, I do. I'll do it. I'll take it.
Darren, thanks for calling in and having some fun with us here this morning. Let's play the $1,000 Minute. 10 trivia questions, 60 seconds. Get them all right in the time limit, and you win $1,000. If not, $10 for each correct answer you do give us this morning. Are you ready to play?
I'm not ready, but let's do it.
Let's do it. $1,000 Minute starts now.
What year did The Sopranos go off the air? 2007, 2008, or 2009?
Oh, 2008.
If you're in Kathmandu, what country are you in?
Nepal.
Who voices Woody in the Toy Story movies?
Tom Hanks.
Is Bill Burr a Toronto Raptor or a comedian?
Comedian.
How many Speed movies was Keanu Reeves in?
One.
The mineral pyrite is also known as fool's gold. True or false?
True.
If you're in Alouette Lake in BC, what provincial park are you in?
Oh, pass.
Name one of the three friends that Dorothy meets on her way to Oz.
The Tin Man.
What is 7 times 7?
49.
Finish the title of this Charles Dickens novel, A Tale of...
Two Cities.
If you're in Alouette Lake in B.C., what local provincial...
Golden Ears Park.
There you go.
With 10 seconds
Darren,
left.
Nice.
What do you want to do with all this time?
Yeah, hang out.
Gotta sing, gotta dance. Oh. Hey, coming up roses.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You are a little performer, aren't you?
You're like, are you starring in The Greatest Showman or something? You should. You should.
I'm doing jazz hands as right now.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Jazz
fantastic.
If this right now doesn't get you 5 more jobs, I don't know. That's a grave injustice.
Right? We'd be honored to be on your audition tape. I can only imagine the celebration that would have taken place had you answered question one correctly. Because that is the only thing you missed this morning.
I'll take it.
Sopranos signed off the air in 2007, not 2008. You were so close.
With a crappy ending to the show anyway, so I was
there you go.
Well, yeah, and when you think about kind of a crappy ending to your game here this morning, too, we'll fade to black on Darren. $90, Darren, there you go.
But call back. You were such a delight, and I want to hear from you again.
Just maybe keep it to yourself, the two of you. The two of you can just chat off the air.
I have a script
Darren
for you.
Darren can perform for you, Nat.
That's hilarious.
Nat's Little Theater production, starring Darren. You can play the $1,000 Minute tomorrow. We play twice a day, 7:35 and 9:35, powered by Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Till now, always got by on my own. I never really cared until I met you. Me to the bone. How do I get you alone?
Alyssa Reed on Move 103.5. It's 9:45. Good to have you here on the Nat and Drew Show this morning. Now is the time where we share the different things that we've learned over the course of the morning, because we do like to learn some things along the way. Nat, what did you learn this morning?
So I think we know that road trips can be a lot of fun, but they can also be really stressful. And if you're traveling with kids, and it's kids plural, that there are going to be fights in the back seat. I learned this morning just how many fights there are. 7-hour trip. The sibling altercations are on average are 18 fights for 7 hours. So that's squabbles.
It's more than 2 hours, mm-hmm. to an hour.
It's like, you know, I'm sure it's like, for me, my brother, it was like, he's on my side. He's looking at me. Don't look out my window. That's my window.
Yeah. Get over.
You've got your own window.
Yeah, look how you look over there.
Got your own side. Aaron, what did you learn this morning?
I learned that we all are relying pretty heavily on our GPS navigation tools these days. 53% of us say, yeah, we could navigate without them, but 72% of us use it.
I think a lot of it is sometimes you want to see how busy routes are and whether you can, you know, find another way. But then it is, you know, it's also just this, it's a security blanket, right? Yeah. It's just nice to have.
I love it.
I had it on even though we were in Kamloops for the weekend for the BC Provincial Flag Football Championships. And, there's really, honestly, there's not obviously many turns you have to make. You
know, there's just, the big sign just, that says Kamloops.
Yeah. You just go in that general
direction. Well, where do I go?
Oh, bless
but
your heart.
I did have the GPS on, and it's for the timing and the arrival stuff. And I would get stressed every once in a while if I saw that the time adjusted by, like, we were now expected to get there 10 minutes later.
Yes.
And it's like, what's happening now?
Yes.
What's happening now? We're gonna hit a big problem up ahead. Father's Day, of course, is on Sunday, and I learned, this is so funny to me, in a new poll of favorite Hollywood dads, guess who finished number one?
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Liam Neeson, when he played the dad from Taken.
Taken.
With a certain set of skills. Everybody loves a dad with a certain set of skills.
Oh, 100%. Like, that's a dad that's going to the mats for you. Like, that's a dad that's doing whatever it takes.
Yeah. And a hot dad.
Yeah, okay, but you don't want your own dad to be hot.
I don't know. I don't think that would be the worst. Like, I'm not suggesting. I'm just saying, like,
I just don't know where.
I don't know where to go from there, Aaron.
Sorry, guys.
Aaron.
No, it's all good. No. I get it. Nobody wants to.
Why'd you say that?
Have their dad made Aaron, fun of for being ugly.
Gross. Matt, honestly, why did you say that about Liam Neeson?
Okay.
It's a good point, Aaron.
Thank you, Drew.
Oh, my
my God. I'm kidding. So, hey, that's it for us. We hope you join us again tomorrow. We'll do, speaking of dads, the $1,000 minute this week, it's Dad's Week. So dads get to call in and play, and you win not only whatever you win playing the game, but also a great dad's prize pack, which includes, of course, socks, tie, and a number one dad
we
mug.
We have to go now before Aaron says anything else. It'll be really inappropriate. It makes me uncomfortable.
See what makes the bonus footage on today's podcast on the Nat and Drew Show podcast, which you can find on the iHeartRadio app.
La, 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 la. More love. La, 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 love you. More pride. iHeartRadio is Canada's number one streaming app for radio, including iHeartPride Canada, with nothing but pride hits and party anthems, plus personalized and curated playlists like Back in the Day Pride. Take pride with you anytime, anywhere. Ask your smart speaker to play iHeartPride Canada.
The newest tracks. And the next big thing.
Baby, what was that?
And your first place to hear it all. iHeart New Music. Your digital station for brand new drops, fresh finds, and tomorrow's bangers. Powered by North by Northeast. Celebrating 30 years of discovering the artists you love today. iHeart New Music.
Discover new music.
Stream now, online, on your smart speaker, and on the free iHeart Radio app.
It's Canada's turn on F1's World Tour of Speed.
Side by side! This is Formula One at its absolute finest.
It's a hat-trick of wins for Max Verstappen in Montreal!
The Canadian Grand Prix, Sunday, June 15th on TSN and CTV.
Biggest stars have dominated the major season.
It's a Scheffler showcase.
But now the toughest test awaits with the game's ultimate prize at stake. The U.S. Open, June 12th to the 15th on TSN and TSN Plus.
Callum, Sarah, I heard you had something for me.
You're going to like it.
Everyone is going to like it.
Okay, what is it?
You know how we get engagement ring prototypes from all the top designers?
Yes, but that's not new.
They're finished.
But it is new. We have 8 exciting new engagement rings.
Plus 2 that are super exciting.
We call it the Top 10 Collection.
Are they elegant?
Extremely elegant.
Dazzling?
Delightfully dazzling.
Affordable?
Amazingly affordable.
8 exciting engagement rings?
Yes, plus 2 that are super exciting.
Michael, come and take a look at the Spence Top 10.
You really want to see the Spence Top 10.
Do you know who should come and see them?
Who?
Everyone who is in love.
It is good to be in love.
Extremely elegant, delightfully dazzling,
and amazingly affordable.
I love this place.
I love this place too.
That makes 3 of us.
Spence.
Wow!
In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
Hey, it's Drew Savage. It's spring, or as I like to call it, Jiffy season, which means there is so much to do around my home. And if there isn't enough already, my washing machine quit on me mid-cycle. So you know what I did? I opened the Jiffy app. And within seconds, I was matched with Mike, who showed up later that day and fixed it before I could even panic. And now, I'm back to my long list of spring to-dos, which you already know Jiffy is taking care of. Download the Jiffy app or sign up at JiffyOnDemand.com with the code MOVE25 for $25 off your first job. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
A sale on top of a sale? At Jags, you bet. Save the tax on all sales price furniture, mattresses, and clearance items. Jags is paying your tax on top of amazing prices. Don't pay for up to 15 months with the Jags card. OAC, no interest, no pressure. Just incredible savings on premium furniture. A sale on top of a sale. Only at Jags Furniture. Showrooms in Langley, Coquitlam, Abbotsford, and JagsFurniture.ca.
Hey, so what did you want to talk about?
Well, I want to tell you about Wegovy.
Wegovy?
Yeah, Wegovy.
What about it?
On second thought,
I might not be the right person to tell you.
Oh, you're not? No, just ask your doctor about Wegovy. Yeah, ask for it by name.
Okay, so why did you bring me to the circus?
Oh, I'm really into lion tamers. You know,
with the chair and everything.
Ask your doctor for Wegovy by name. Visit Wegovy.ca for savings. Exclusions may apply.
Satisfy your musical theater cravings with Waitress. June 12th to August 3rd at the Stanley Industrial Alliance stage. Join the colorful characters of a small town diner as they cheer on waitress and expert pie maker Jenna in her pursuit of her dreams of a better life. With a delectable score by Grammy Award winner Sarah Bareilles, this energetic and emotional musical is a treat for the ears and soul. Get tickets from $39 at artsclub.com. Waitress. That's artsclub.com.
We love our kids.
They're 2 and 4.
But we really don't
want to have more. So get a vasectomy.
Okay.
If you want to get next to me.
I do.
So I'll book us an appointment today without delay.
Doctors Neil Pollock and Jack Chang offer a no scalpel, no needle vasectomy performed in less than 10 minutes. Book an appointment today at pollockclinics.com.
There are many reasons Chambers Plan is Canada's number one plan for employee benefits, including number 5, rate stability. Chambers Plan members' claims are bundled together with thousands of similar businesses. This helps your premium stay manageable and predictable, giving you greater rate stability over the long term. And when it comes to your business, stability is everything. Are your current benefit rates stable? Maybe it's time to look elsewhere. Chambers Plan, Canada's number one plan for employee benefits. Interested? Learn more at chamberplan.ca.
Jumpstart your summer with Wendy's delicious drinks. Enjoy a small iced coffee, frosty chino, or frosty fizz for only $1.99. But hurry, get your $1.99 small drink at participating Wendy's, only available until June 29th. Taxes extra.
The retirement sale at Creative Goldsmiths in Langley. This is it. Prices are drastically reduced. All remaining jewelry is now available at 54% off. Everything must go. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to own a stunning Creative Goldsmiths design at unbeatable prices.
Soon, they're closing the doors forever. Save 54% with the retirement sale at Creative Goldsmiths on the bypass in Langley.
Here we go.
Let's get the music moving.
Moving, grooving.
60 minutes of nonstop variety starts now.
Don't you stop the music.
On Move.
If I could turn back time, if I could. I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you. I didn't want to see you go.
With the Nat and Drew Show.
On today's best variety.
Move 103.5.
I thought that I've been hurt before. But no one's ever left me quite this sore. Your words cut deeper than a knife. Now I need someone to breathe me back to life. Feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover. Move on, you watch me bleed until I can't breathe. Drawn to a flame. Oh, you lured me in. I couldn't sense the pain. Your bitter heart cold to the touch. Now I'm gonna reap what I sow. I'm left seeing red on my own. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out. Be calling you my lover. Move on. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe.
Show. Weekday mornings 5:30 to 10.
And today's best variety.
Move 103.5.